Welcome back to the Coffee with Craner show. Hope everyone is doing excellent. Today we have Gordon Orr on the show. He is the CEO at Tourism Windsor Essex, Pelee Island, or also known as TWEPI. He's also been a part of the hospitality and tourism industry since 1987. So he's a vast experience in this industry. And today he's going to be providing a little bit about his career in hospitality and tourism, and hopefully provide some great advice to emerging leaders in the community. He's also a University of Windsor alumnus. He sits on the University of Windsor Senate, and overall is just a huge champion for the Windsor Essex community. So thank you, Gordon, for joining me on today's show.
Thank you, Lyndon. My pleasure to be here with you.
So every show, I start off with a quick question. I know you're out in Windsor. Where is your, or in Windsor Essex in general, where is your favorite local coffee shop to go to?
Well, thanks for the question. Today, I'm drinking Chance Coffee. You know, we have what we call a coffee culture program. It's got a lot of micro roasters, and it's got some baristas and independent coffee shops along the trail. And today, I'm drinking Chance Coffee, and it's Heart Eyes Blend, and it's absolutely delicious.
Yes. You know, I've tried that, and it's delicious. We teamed up for one of my very first giveaways on the show was with Chance Coffee. So definitely have a connection there. And he's been a great local roaster and a community champion here in Windsor Essex.
Well, tell him you want 10% off next time you go.
Exactly. I'll tell him Gordon said so. So Gordon, tell me a little bit about the cup you're drinking out of.
What year were you born, Lyndon?
2000.
Oh my God. My tie's that old. I'm drinking The Late Show with David Letterman. David Letterman was a talk show host, a legendary talk show host, 30 some odd years, reinvented late night after Johnny Carson retired. I watched David Letterman every night, and just a wonderful champion for talk show hosts like yourself. And I'm sure one day if you get a Paul Schaefer in a band, you'll be just like him.
You never know. Yeah. That's awesome. So Gordon, you graduated from the University of Windsor, and it's interesting because you graduated from the Arts Communication and Media Studies program. So I'm curious, what have you learned during that program, during that study, that you've been able to apply to the hospitality and tourism industry that you're involved with today?
Yeah, a good question, Lyndon. You know, I graduated back in 1989. Mm-hmm. Bachelor of Arts with an honors in Communication Studies, and that degree hangs proudly in my office to this day. But it did teach me, funny enough, a lot. I know my dad used to joke that with a communications degree, what are you going to do? Learn to use the telephone. But I did advance past that because I think it was rotary at the time. Times have changed. But I do remember used to do organizational communication. I know there was a course of that degree, which was really good. And there was a public speaking class at the time, and that was also very beneficial. And you had to pick what you wanted to go into, whether it be radio or film. And I picked television. And I remember going down to Studio C, and there was a great professor by the name of Larry Foley. And he used to teach us the initials BVE. For beautiful visual essay. And, you know, it's funny how that has stuck with me all these years, because I am in communications and what I'm doing. I do work with, obviously, broadcast media when I'm being interviewed. And I always think of when we're doing our backdrops or our events is, what is that sort of BVE? What's that beautiful visual essay? What's that signature piece that you're trying to do? I also had the luxury of being a teaching assistant while I was there. But my first teaching assistant was Marlene Corey. And Marlene Corey has worked for TV Kojiko, now Your TV, for many, many years. She's receiving the Athena Award this year with the Chamber of Commerce. And I learned so much from her. And Dr. Stuart Selby taught me cinema. And for many years, I did movie reviews on Lisa and Mike on AM800. So it's been very rewarding. I think I was able to apply a number of those courses to what I'm actually doing today. And I think a social sciences degree at the university gives you a broad spectrum of a number of different disciplines, which you can apply as you go forward.
Yes, you know, that's very surprising to me. And it's something that I didn't think of, is that the communication you learn in that degree really helped you with with the public speaking role that you're in the Windsor Essex community. So that's excellent.
And it's important to choose a curriculum that you're interested in, that you have a passion for. So those 4 years of mine didn't feel like 4 years of hard labor. I enjoyed it. The friends I made in university today, all interested in the same field of study I was involved in, has served me well, and they're my friends today. So I received a lot out of university, not just a solid educational background, but some of my best friends.
Awesome. That's great to hear. And the community from your university really carried on after your studies.
Yes, I tried to. And, you know, it was only recently, I guess, in the last 10 years or so that I decided I've always given back to the university financially. But it's only been the last half a dozen years or so where I joined the alumni board. And as you mentioned at the top of the show, I'm on the Senate with you, actually. Yeah. You're a senator. I like to be called Senator Orr. I'm sure you like Senator Crane. So I think that at the end of the day, it's always rewarding to give back because we take such pride in the university. And their moniker right now is Windsor Proud. And I know that the two people right here on the screen couldn't be more proud of the university and the education that we're receiving today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we briefly spoke, and you mentioned that one of your very first jobs was working for a hotel.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, to the knowledge or experience you learned from working for a hotel, how does that apply to your tourism role today?
Well, it does apply. And I think it gives me some credibility in the fact of that I was in the industry that I today serve as the CEO. But, you know, it's interesting. As I mentioned, I graduated in 1989, and I graduated in the May. And that summer, the hotel that I worked at was sold. I was a night auditor. And the hotel was, all of the positions of the hotel were previously occupied by people in the family. And when the family sold it and moved, they said to a Toronto businessman who bought it, Mr. Peter Cho, he said, who on your team left would you think would be worthy of, a promotion? And they mentioned me. And I was promoted to assistant general manager in May. And in that September, I was promoted to general manager. So at the age of 23, I was running a full service downtown hotel, 147 unit, food and beverage outlets. We had a bar. We had retail. There were furriers were big back then. We had two furrier retail outlets. We had meetings, meeting convention space. And it was just really, it was a playground for me. And I learned so much there. And one of the best things that I learned there was to connect to community. And we were, as a hotelier, a member of the former Convention and Visitors Bureau of Windsor, Essex County, Pelee Island. And they had an opening on their board of directors, a marketing committee. And I applied for the board. And I was one of the two hotel representatives that they had back then. So at age 23, I was sitting on a board. And that board eventually became the organization I have the pleasure and privilege to run today. So I think that the training background was awesome. I learned the hotel business. I've worked downtown most of my adult life. And certainly the fact of the connection I made through the board of directors and eventually becoming an employee of the Corporation of the City of Windsor and now here at Tourism Windsor Essex Peel Island, it's been a great path and a great journey.
So what types of leadership traits did you have to have when you were running the hotel?
Well, at 23, I didn't have a lot of them. I think at the end of the day, you've got to be a people person, which I can see and know that you are. And I think that when you've got those sorts of traits, you wanted to learn. I wanted to learn. Surround yourself by good people, which I still continue to do today, that make me and the organization look that much better. But I think you want to surround yourself by good people. I think you want to be remember that the customer is always right. And I know that that's a statement that's thrown out a lot. But I think that go in with that premise that the customer is right. And then see how you can succeed at making at the time that hotel stay that much more pleasurable or making them want to come back. Because it's easier to keep a customer, retain a customer once you have them than to attract a new one. And So I think, you know, it was a lot of different things that I learned, but I did learn a lot. I learned unionization. I learned to deal with, you know, our union leaders and my union staff. They were awesome. I learned the housekeeping, and I learned the maintenance, and I learned, you know, not that I could do any of that stuff necessarily, but I learned how to entrust people that did. We had contractors. I was dealing with landlords. So it was just a great training opportunity. And I did that for a few years. And I was very fortunate because at the time, the casino gaming was just being talked about. That's how far back this goes. And, you know, meeting a lot of people. But I learned, and I think it's important to, you know, identify a mentor or two along the way, and they'll help prop you up. And when you surround yourself by good people, I think the outcome is a very positive one. And, you know, if you surround yourself by association with people that don't lift you up, it's better to cut the ties with those people for sure.
Yes, that's so important, surrounding yourself around great people and being able to multitask at where you're working and try to get into different sectors is something that you did at the hotel industry that kind of passed on to your role today.
That's right.
And a lot of, and when I was thinking about this topic, I was thinking hospitality and tourism. Yes, they're interconnected, but they're totally different sectors. So I wanted to hear your thoughts. How is the hospitality and tourism industry interconnected? And then how are they different? Because it can be two different things.
Yeah, I think you're right, Linda. And I think they are interchangeable without question. I think tourism is more maybe the traveling activities of how it goes. Mm-hmm. And I would think that hospitality is more, you know, the strong, meaningful connection mm-hmm. with the customer. But both are based on the premise of generating revenue. So a lot of times they're used collectively. I think that, you know, with the tourism industry that we serve, people rely on the products and services to travelers. So we provide information to prospective travelers to come and visit our region. As we're in the hospitality industry, I think it's more of forging a much more better relationship between the guest and the host.
Yes.
And I think that, but a lot of the disciplines, as you say, are intertwined. And the hospitality industry is a very important factor of the overall tourism industry, without question.
Would you say that TWEPI focuses on both industries, and how do they focus on both?
You know, we certainly try. I think that we're more on the tourism side because we're aiding the traveler. So we're trying to help come up with the products. And I talked about the coffee culture at the beginning. You know, yeah. Certainly we work with, we have an epic wine trail, our Essex Peel Island Coast wine route. We have our barrels, bottles, and brews trail, which is the craft brewer industry, combined with the largest distillery in North America, with Weiser's and Wolfhead and Amherstburg. So we look at product development, and we look at visitor experience, and we look at marketing the region. So when we do all of that, we try and bring, you know, obviously outside visitation to the region. The hospitality sector then is very much then responsible for forging that relationship and making that experience a positive, memorable one, you know, an authentic one, hopefully, one that will be memorable and one that will make them want to come back. And that's where really the revenue generation starts to come in. So I look at it as the tourism industry is really the infrastructure, and then the hospitality industry is the delivery of the premise of those goods. That makes sense.
Yes, it does. And it seems like TWEPI does a huge amount of collaboration in the community.
We try to. And, you know, we recognized that there was, you know, the destination marketing organization, which we're called of years ago, would never really be that connected to community. Mm-hmm. They certainly wouldn't be spending money in the community. But there's been a shift, you know, there's been a pivot, if you will, of how we recognize that the locals, the Windsor Essex residents are our greatest ambassadors. So yeah. We've heard the moniker of staycation. We want people to enjoy the tourism assets in their own backyard. Without traveling far, you can take a day trip out to the county or vice versa, you can come into the city. You can also do overnight, obviously, because we've got a number of different accommodations that you can enjoy. But at the end of the day, the biggest market that we have visiting the Windsor Essex region are outsiders that are traveling here because yes. they're visiting friends and relatives. So when they're visiting their friends and relatives that live here, we want to get them off the living room couch, get them away from the dining room table, and get out and explore Windsor Essex. And I can't tell you how many times I've come into contact with someone from Windsor Essex that haven't been to a certain tourism asset or attraction that we have here in our own backyard. So we know that educating the locals on what we have, compelling them, giving them a compelling enough reason to get out of their homes and enjoy it. And more importantly, when their family and friends visit them, to bring them along with them and help generate revenue right here in the Windsor Essex region.
That's exactly it. And Gordon, I can tell by the way you're speaking about this is you're very, very passionate and genuinely passionate about this tourism industry and how Windsor Essex can be put on the map. So I have to ask, like, what sparks this passion that you have for the tourism industry?
Well, it's been very good to me, without question. I mean, I've been able to have a successful, I would like, of course, that's a biased opinion, but a successful career in it. And I think that at the end of the day, I've met so many wonderful people that own businesses, that work in it, that want to compel you to want to make you help them and help their industry and their organization or their place of work. And I think that's infectious. I mean, there are no better people than the people that are working and owning businesses in the hospitality industry. They're extroverts. They're connected. They're passionate. And that, as I mentioned to you before, when you surround yourself by people that either make you look better or that are passionate too, it rubs off on you. Yes. And I've been given a platform where I've been able to be, as you've identified at the beginning, a great cheerleader for this region. And I don't take that for granted. And I'm very, very grateful. So, yes, I get up in the morning and I come to work and I love the people I work with. And I like the fact that we're making a difference. And it's all about a collaborative effort, though. We work within a united tourism industry. And we talk about it every day here at the office. That we want to make a difference and how are we going to do that? And then we feed off one another and the skill sets that I surround myself with by the good people I work with. That gives me the passion.
Yes. And my biggest thing from that, it seems like it's such a positive atmosphere. All the businesses and all the different projects in the community are trying to be positive and work together. So it seems like you're in such a positive positive work environment. So it's great to see that.
Yes. And, you know, it is, I mean, the small businesses, make no mistake, they are so in deep in the business they're delivering that sometimes it's very difficult and understandably so for them to look outside of their business. So what we do is we help identify when we had the craft brew industry come on a few years ago and we started to see them sprout up, we brought them together. And then we said, we want to help you. And we created the Barrels, Bottles, and Brews Trail. And they know that individually, they're not nearly as strong as they are collectively, but they need help. And that's where we come in. We bring that product together. We develop the marketing, and then we help them push it out. And we don't do it alone. Make no mistake, it's a collaborative effort. But we bring that sort of skill set, and they give us the product. And, you know, if you're selling a destination like we are, we need the product. So they are very helpful and ensure our success because they help us tell our story. And our story is much better when we're working collectively.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And I kind of want to take it back to one of the jobs before you became CEO is you worked in the marketing and communications role at the City of Windsor. And I know marketing and communications is huge at TWEPI. So I was wondering, what did you learn from that role working for the City of Windsor that you were able to apply now at your current job at TWEPI?
Sure. You know, again, I've been very fortunate. I was hired by the Corporation of the City of Windsor for the former Convention Visitors Bureau back in 1996.
Okay.
So at the time, the tourism office, which was a department of the city, was changing to go over to a separate not-for-profit. Mm-hmm. And I elected at the time to move back into the city structure and to leave the destination marketing organization on its own. And I did that for about a year and a half. And they created a position called the marketing communication officer. There was already one person there, but they expanded it. And I think what I take away from that experience, because I provided communication counsel, I guess, to the corporate leadership team. I helped plan some events that the city was running. But what it did was it gave me sort of a different lens.
Yes.
And the lens to see the many wonderful and talented people that work at the Corporation of the City of Windsor that bring so much to try and make it a better place for our taxpayers.
Yes.
And those relationships were further cemented because I was kind of working off in tourism and now I was in the heart of City Hall. That allowed me the opportunity to, one, get to know them, two, have a broader understanding of city government, and three, look at it through a different lens. And it's those sorts of relationships that I established back about 8 or 9 years ago, which has helped me in my position and our tourism organization, because the city as a machine works so much better, again, when you're working collectively and towards something. It really did give me a greater understanding of what the city does and the many, many good people that work there.
Awesome. It's great to see that the connections you built at the City of Windsor, you're now able to collaborate at TWEPI. So a question here for students that are looking to pursue a career in either hospitality or tourism. What would be some things that you could recommend or state that they should be aware of or keep in mind?
Okay. Another good question, Lyndon. I think, again, this worked for me. I think, top of mind, you want to be a people person. So if you're going to be a people person, you want to get along with people. And I think you do that you're going to go a lot further than you would if you didn't. Obviously, you want to be professional. You want to have good customer service skills. You want to continue to be sort of a lifelong learner. So when you do graduate and you are in your field, and you want to take on a tourism job, then make sure you continue to better yourself through education. You know, the more transferable skill set you have, the more you'll be able to adapt and pivot within any sort of organization.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should keep your opportunities open. But I think that what I'd like to really say is there's a misnomer that the people working in the tourism and hospitality industry don't make or can't make a very successful career out of it. And
yes,
there are a lot of great examples of tourism champions across the Windsor-Essex region who have owned a business or hired people and pay the people well that work very well for them. So it's not at the low end of the scale on the salary. Sure, there are a number of them, and I know that summer jobs are very important, and I was a product of that as well. But at the end of the day, you can make a career and a very good one in the tourism industry. I think, I've learned to laugh at yourself, and I think you can't take yourself too seriously, because if you do, you won't make it nearly as far, and you'll have a lot more fun by taking it and rolling with it, I guess. And the other thing is, and I mentioned it, I think, a little earlier, but find a mentor. And if there's someone in the, be laser focused in what you want to go for. I knew that I wanted to work at the Convention Visitors Bureau when I was selling clothes at a men's and ladies clothing store downtown. And I could see those people behind the front desk on the night audit and the front desk clerks at the time. And they were dressed up and they were receiving customers and greeting customers. And I thought, boy, I want to do that. And I applied at that hotel and I got that job. And then that job became a part-time job to running the hotel. So I know luck is a very important part of it, but keep your opportunities open, be laser focused on what you want to do, keep learning and try and diversify your skill set enough that you will be an asset to whatever organization you end up serving.
Awesome. Thank you, Gordon. And you made a great summary at the end there. And I thank you so much for joining me on the show here today and taking up your lunchtime to be on the show. And then for those watching, TWEPI, the City of Windsor, United Way, BB Branded, the mayor, and so many others have collaborated to create a YQG Stand Strong t-shirt. I put the link down below. Visit windsoressex.com/YQG Stand Strong. Definitely recommend that you purchase a t-shirt. I believe they're only $35. $5 from every t-shirt is benefiting the United Way Windsor Essex COVID care collation. So I definitely recommend that you click on that link and you donate and help our frontline workers and everyone else affected during this time. So Gordon, thank you for joining the show and we'll see you next time.
Thank you very much, Lyndon. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.